Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball?
A fear you can't shake?
I'm going to leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's going to go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
International superstar and serial risk taker Jake the Problem Child Paul will face the biggest challenge of his career when he takes on UFC legend and accomplished boxer Anderson the Spider Silva in an 8-round bout at a catchweight of 187 pounds on Saturday, October 29th in a Most Valuable Promotions event live on Showtime Pay-Per-View at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific from Desert Diamond Arena just outside of Phoenix, Arizona. And in the undercard, elite UFC striker Uriah Hall and former NFL star running back Le'Veon Bell will make their pro debuts in a 4-round cruiserweight bout contracted at 195 pounds. And now joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio is the former NFL all-pro running back in Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon, appreciate the time. How you been?
Man, I've been good. This whole process, I've just been enjoying it. I've been embracing it. I'm prepared. I'm so ready, bro, for Saturday.
Yeah, so when it was first announced that you were going to be boxing, and I know that a month ago you knocked out Adrian Peterson, which is something I never thought I would say, I wondered, why are you doing this? So, like, what drove you to get to the sport of boxing?
To be honest, it started as a workout, just like an extra cardio workout. I was using it for in football season, just, like, to get extra conditioning. And then over the course of years, like last 2-3 years, I've been feeling myself getting better. And in retrospect, the same 2-3 years, I haven't necessarily been, I guess, as productive on the football field. So I kind of had my mindset of, like, I wanted to box next because football just wasn't necessarily going the way I had planned it. And I just knew I had so much more to give, you know, athletically speaking. And I made my mind of that I wanted to be a champion, you know, and I got to take the necessary steps to take that, you know, to move towards that goal. And, Adrian Peterson was the first guy to get into the ring. I think it was like a good first step for me. I kind of view that as like kind of like a glorified sparring match. And then, you know, now it's just time to like really show people like, okay, this is the time. You know what I'm saying? So my first pro fight, fight a guy with, you know, like Uriah Hall with tons of experience. So I'm really showing people like how seriously I'm taking the sport to even, you know, agree to a fight like this. And not only that, I'm going to show people that how dedicated and how motivated I've been to not only stepping in the ring with them, but actually beat this guy.
How did this fight come about? And were you surprised when you found out that, hey, I'm fighting up against Uriah Hall? Because like you said, that's a pretty big step this early on.
Yeah. So I had to fight with Adrian Peterson that Saturday, September 10th or whatever, literally like 2 days later. Jake Paul asked me to be on his show. So I was on his show. We were just talking, and he just randomly threw it out. Like, because I thought he probably thought I was going to turn it down, but he just randomly threw it out. Like, lady, would you fight on my fight card? Then he sold me the date, whatever. It's October 29th. I'm like, yeah, I'll fight on your fight card. You know what I'm saying? He's like, would you fight Frank Gore? I said, no, I don't want to fight no more football players. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I told him. That's when the cat got out the bag. Like, no, I don't want to fight no more football players. If anything, I'll fight Darren Williams because Darren Williams beat Frank Gore. So I'll fight Darren Williams. So then the Darren Williams thing, I guess he was hurt. He wouldn't have been prepared to fight or ready to fight. So the name Uriah Hall was brought to me. And it was like, Uriah Hall, you know what I'm saying? How you feel about this? Do you feel like you're ready for this type of opponent? This, that, and the other. And I straight up said, yeah. Like, Uriah Hall, that's actually perfect. You know what I'm saying? Let me skip the other athletes of, you know, basketball, football. Yeah, let me skip that. Let me just fight an MMA guy so people know exactly how serious I'm taking the sport and where I'm trying to go with it.
So you're not nervous whatsoever?
No, not nervous. And, like, I'm a fail. I'm more, if anything, like, my anxiety any anxious that I have. It'd be more so like my performance and like how far I can actually go. I had the same thing with football. Like no matter what game it was, it could be a 1 o'clock game on a Sunday. It could be a prime time game Monday night. It could be playoff game or whatever it was. I always had that feeling inside of me of like, okay, I know I prepared well. I know I've done everything that I needed to do. Now it's just me going out there and executing it. You know what I'm saying? And that's the only feelings I always have in myself. But I don't necessarily worry about my opponent at all because there's nothing I feel like they can do to jeopardize what I'm doing.
Le'Veon Bell here with us. What's your scouting report as a boxer?
Man, I think a lot of people are going to kind of, like, when they see me box, they're going to say, be patient. Like, I'm a patient guy, same way they say in football. Slick. You know, elusive, same thing they say in football. A lot of things that they say about football is going to translate in boxing. I'm like really the same person, you know, same thing. I don't really depend on my athletic ability so much. It's really more of my mind, you know, and me dictating and me manipulating my opponents. And, you know, that's literally what it is.
Le'Veon Bell here with us. How do you look back at your NFL career, which was very successful?
I think I enjoyed my time. I enjoyed all my time in the league, whether I had the years where I had all pro years and the years where I didn't necessarily play as much. You know, I feel like they all kind of made me to the person I am today, and, you know, they made me confident. They made me get more humbled, or I understand the sacrifice it takes to be great, the sacrifice it takes to be with teams and things like that. They all helped me. Like, every year the NFL helped me prepare up until this point, because all the emotions I had, even like this whole fight week leading up to this fight week, it's like I feel like I've been doing this for so long, just because like I've been in the NFL and I have to deal with you know, all right, Monday we got this, Tuesday we got this, Wednesday we got this. All right, now it's fight week. You know what I'm saying? I don't get too high during the week, or I don't get too low. I kind of stay neutral, and I think me playing in the league so long kind of helped me in that sense, even when I'm in. You know, control our emotions when I'm in the ring, even before the fight. You know what I'm saying? When I'm in the arena, I just feel like my experience is just being performing in front of people has been helpful, you know, and I don't ever take things, you know, I don't get too high on myself and I don't get too low on myself. You know what I'm trying to say? I just try to stay neutral, and I think it's, you know, being in the NFL really helped me in that aspect.
Well, Le'Veon Bell, it seems like you're really invested in this. If a team calls you, though, tomorrow, would you go back to the NFL, or is that
hell
over?
No. No, that's over. The only way I would go back is the playoffs. Like, I would only play in the playoffs. That would be the only way. Yeah, I would not play. I ain't playing no more than, like, 3-4 games. No, because that's jeopardizing my boxing.
I did see your Instagram post that you said that if you could go back to 2018, you would love to hop in a time machine. What would you do differently? How would you handle that differently?
I think 2018 is just like, because that was the holdout year, and I feel like I would have just, because it was like so much that I was like saying, like when I wasn't playing, like back and forth, like with the linemen and about, there was people saying like I was supposed to report the camp, and there was like talks of like a whole bunch of rumors that I necessarily didn't clear. Like, I never cleared the rumors. Like, I just kind of sat back and let everything happen. And I feel like in 2018, I feel like I should have spoke up more. I should have said more of my side about what's actually happening. And not just on football, but even, like, outside, off the football field. 2018 was just, like, one of those years where I felt like a lot of things didn't go as I planned. But it helped me transpire to, you know, the person I am today and move forward. Even in 2019, when I signed with the Jets, and when in 2019 when I came back to the field, I felt so rejuvenated, so good, just because I ain't played football for a whole year. So I'm like, damn, like, it feels good. Like, I miss being out here on the field, like being with my teammates, because that year off, I felt it. Like, damn, like, you know, like that was like that first taste I got, like when I don't have football. Like, what would I do if I didn't have football? You know, and that was like that first taste I got, and I needed that. I needed that year to help me understand and be the person I am today, because everything, you know, that's when I was on top of the world. Everybody kind of looking at Le'Veon Bell on top of the world in 2017, 2018, you know, the best running back, this, that, and the other. And then, you know, after that happened, some people were like, oh, he ain't been the same player. He ain't been this. He ain't been that. So it's more so me learning and then capturing all the, you know, all the moments that made me, you know, sad or angry or irritated. And in the same retrospect, all the times where I'm happy and excited and I'm enjoying all those moments, using all that fuel for this fight and lead me to this point. And I engage and I embrace all of it.
I know you got to run. Last one, Le'Veon Bell. You said if you go back to 2018, you wish you could clear the air. What specifically would you like to clear up? Like, what is your version of the truth of what happened in 2018?
I mean, I'm at peace with it. So I don't necessarily care about talking about the Steelers or none of that. I don't feel like getting into it. Like, it is what it is. It happened, 4 years ago? So I don't necessarily care. I would have did it in 2018. But it's now 2022, so I don't really care to talk about it. I'm at ease with it. I don't move past it. You know, the Steelers doing what they're doing. I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm cool on it.
What do you think about what the Steelers are doing now with Kenny Pickett and Najee Harris?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I haven't watched no football this year, but I think Najee Harris, from what I was watching last year, him at Alabama, whatever, I think he's a good player. Like, I think he's one of those players who got a special dynamic to him. You know, it's a lot of things that he got that you can't necessarily teach. You know, him running out, rocks out the backfield and all that. So I think he's, will be a good player for the Steelers for, moving on.
Well, make sure you buy the fight on Showtime pay-per-view. Tickets still available at Ticketmaster. Le'Veon Bell, excited to see what you got this weekend against Uriah Hall. Good luck. Thank you.
Well, definitely. Thanks for having me.
Throughout the 60s and 70s.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations. Coverage of your favorite teams. Live news from your hometown. And millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
Finding the perfect suit can seem impossible, but finding one that's perfect for you is easy with Indochino. Choose your design and custom details. Then submit your measurements online or get measured in store for a custom made-for-you fit at an incredible price. And shop their new fall collection for seasonal styles. Find your perfect suit with Indochino. Get $50 off any purchase of $399 or more with promo code FALLUPDATE at Indochino.com. That's INDOCHINO.com, promo code FALLUPDATE.